Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. He's awesome. He's holy. He's righteous. He is the King of Kings. Good afternoon and welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We thank you for joining us today. God is awesome. He's still on the throne. Yeah, he won't leave the throne, but he's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipresent. Oh, yeah, I thank God for June 16, 2021. Oh, my Lord. God, he has been with us through everything. Sick, thin, yep, small, big, whatever the situation we have faced, he has been with us. He promised, and he's not a man that he should lie. He will never leave us, never forsake us. Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Oh, I thank the Lord for you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you, too. Each one of us, hallelujah, God has given us favor, 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 favor. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just come to say thank you, God. We disconnect ourselves from all second heaven activity, and we connect to the only true and living Father, the Lord of Lords, our great creator, the mighty King. Truly, you are Jehovah Rapha, that mighty healer. Oh, yeah, you're healing our land of the pandemic, oh, God. You're healing every part of the land from the pandemic, coronavirus. It's not coming our way anymore. We thank God today for what he's doing, what he's going to do. Hallelujah. God is great, and he is greatly to be praised. We thank the Lord for each one of you today. We thank God for what he's done in our lives. He's so mighty. You're so mighty, Lord God. You're so great, Father. You're awesome. You are holy. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we're so grateful that we could call on your mighty name, your holy name. Truly, you are the Prince of Peace. You're bringing peace in our households, peace in our neighborhood, peace in our city, peace everywhere. Peace. You are the peacemaker. You're giving us peace on the job, peace in our city, peace in the government, peace everywhere, peace in the jailhouse, peace, peace in the hospital, peace, peace in the schoolhouses, peace in the city council, peace everywhere. You are giving us peace because you are the great Jehovah Shalom, a mighty peacemaker. And, Lord, we need peace. We need more mercy. Oh, God, we need more benefits. You load us up with benefits every day, the benefit of mercy, the benefit of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Yeah, in abundant supply. What a faithful Father you are. You are our friend. What a friend we have in you, Lord Jesus. There's no God greater than you. You are the only living God. You are the true friend that we have. You are the one that's sticking closer than our sister, closer than our brother. You are the great and mighty I am. We say hallelujah. Order our steps today, Lord God, in the word of God. Hey, Lord God. Order our steps. For the word. Yeah, the word of God. He's ordering our steps in the word. The word of God is important. It's important that we read the word, study the word. How can we obey the word if we don't read it, if we don't study it? We have to read. We have to study to show ourselves pleasing to God. I don't know about you, but I want to be pleasing before my Father. In the name of Jesus, our God is awesome. His word says the steps of a good person or ordered by by him. Aren't you glad he's ordering our steps? We don't have to worry. We don't even need the GPS. No, he's our spiritual GPS. He's leading. He's guiding us in the way that we should go. Yeah, he knows which way we need to go. Are you paying attention to his order? He's ordering our steps. Or what are we doing? He's ordering our steps. We got to pay close attention to what the Lord is doing when he order our steps. We can't get confused. Yeah, because we don't know the direction to go in, but God knows the direction. Even when our GPS gives us clear directions and we don't follow, we go the wrong direction. When God gives us clear directions and our mind kicks out God's direction because we learned our own understanding, we lean into our own understanding, oh, no. Oh, yeah, we heard the wrong way. Today, let's praise and thank God that he's ordering our steps. We have the mighty people of God with us today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. Yeah, you know God is ordering our steps. He's ordering our steps today. He knows the direction he wants us to go in. We don't know. He said if the blind lead the blind, we go all fall in the ditch. You know we don't see in the spirit like we need to, but we are depending on him so we can see in the spirit of God. Yeah, we can see the direction he's leading us in. So we thank God today for each of you. We have Gloria Jean Charlotte on with us, a mighty woman of God from Marrero, Louisiana. She's going to sing and play a song of praise unto the Father. We thank God for her. Good afternoon, Sister Gloria Jean. How are you today?
Doing fine, thank you, and the rest of them, God bless them too. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll do that. My God is real. Okay. I'll do that today. Okay. There are some things I may not know. There are some places I can't go, but I am sure, but I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel him in action. Oh, yes, God is real. God is real, I feel it in my soul. He's all for me, he's under me, he's like you. My God is real, all I can feel him in my soul. Some folks may doubt, some folks may scorn, all I can go, be all alone. But as a beast, I thank God for, and God is real, for I can feel him in my heart. Oh, yes, God is real, he's real in my soul. And God is real, for I want and made me whole. His love for me, oh, my dear God. Just how you felt when Jesus took your sin away. But just that day, just that hour, God has been so real. For I can feel his holy power over my soul. Oh, yes, God is real. He's real in my soul. My God is real. I can feel the Lord in. Oh, he's right for me. Oh, it's his own. My heart, oh,
go. That God is real, for I can feel him in my soul. Him in my soul.
Hallelujah. Woo! My God is real. Yes, he is. We can feel him down in our souls. That was awesome. Thank you, Sister Glory Dean. We appreciate that. Awesome, awesome song. Our God is real. And he's still on the beach. All right. We have
Sometimes my words might kill me, but I'm getting it. Amen. Praise God.
No, we're not speaking that. Our words will not fail us because we believe and trust in the mighty God. Everything we do is dependent upon him. So our words will not fail. They will not fall to the ground. Everything we do and we say is dependent upon him. Hallelujah. Yes. We're speaking those things as though they be. Hallelujah. We thank God for Sister Lani McBride from Jackson, Mississippi. Good afternoon. Minister Lani, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you doing, Sister G and the rest of our sisters and brothers? Amen.
Amen.
Simple hymn. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus.
All of the cause.
first. He first loved me. Before I even loved myself, he loved me. So bad. God so loved the world that he came to spawn me. And he loved me, he loved me, he loved me, he loved me, he loved me. Lord, I give you glory. Can't thank you enough, Father, for giving us Jesus. Save God the world. Redeem all my soul, God. Oh, we love you. Because first love me. Oh. Thank you, Lord God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, how we love Jesus. If it had not been for Jesus on our side, we wouldn't be here today. We tell the story of the wonderful Savior who saved us, who sits on the Father's right hand. Yep, calling on the Father on our behalf. So we thank God today for Jesus. He's awesome. He's mighty. He is the King of Kings. Well, I'm sure you have your Bible ready because we know we got to have the Word. We got to, we're going to do the Word. We're going to do scripture multiple choice today. Choose the correct answer. Scripture multiple choice, choose the correct answer. So, here's the scriptures. You can write them down and you can look them up. Mark 12:11 or Matthew 7:7. Which one of these scriptures says, this was the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes? What is the correct answer? This was the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. Mark 12:11 or Matthew 7:7. Where is that found?
Mary?
Okay.
Mark 12:11.
All right, read it.
Okay. Mark 12:11. It reads, this was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Mark 12:11.
Amen. That is correct. Thank God for you. All right, next scripture. Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, is that found in Jeremiah 37 or Jeremiah 23:10? Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, is that found in Jeremiah 37:6 or Jeremiah 23:10? Where is that found?
What was the verse in Jeremiah 37? I didn't hear the
all right.
Number.
All right. Totally. Read what you have.
I don't have a verse.
I'm sorry. All right. Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, where is that found? Is it found Jeremiah 37:6 or Jeremiah 23:10? Where is it found? You guys turn those pages. Go ahead, Sister Mary.
Well, it's not in Jeremiah 23. Tina.
Okay, no. Just find where it is and read it. Do not give the answer. Just read the answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Jeremiah 37:6 or Jeremiah 23:10. Then came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying, where is it found?
37.
Sister Marion, Jeremiah 37:6. Then came the Lord of came the word of the Lord unto the prophet Jeremiah, saying.
Amen.
You want me to read the next
thing
too?
Thank you so much. No, it's okay. Just that was good. All right. The next scripture says, I ate no pleasant bread. Neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Is that found in Isaiah 30:1-2 or Daniel 10:3? I ate no pleasant bread, neither flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Where is that found? Where is that found?
For some reason, I am not hearing the verses that...
Okay. I'm going to read it again. I ate no pleasant bread. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Is that found in Isaiah 30:1-2 or Daniel 10:3?
Sister Marion, it's found in Daniel 10:3, and it reads, I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled.
Amen. Thank you. Excellent. Okay, we got a couple of more. Keep searching. This scripture says, for what if some did not believe, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Where is that found? 3 John 4 or Romans 3:3? What if some did not believe, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Where is that found?
Mary.
Okay.
Okay. Romans 3:3. For what if some did not believe, shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?
Amen. Good job. Thank you. Last scripture in this section says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Is that found in Romans 12:26 or Philippians 4:23. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Is it found in Romans 12:26 or Philippians 4:23? Find it and read it.
Okay, Mary. May I read it?
Yes, please. We're waiting on
you. Oh, okay. Chapter 4, Philippians 4, verse 23. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Amen. Excellent. All right, we got more people on here now besides Sister Mary. Now, Sister Mary, you got
to get
that
last. I didn't get the last scripture. I need to know that one.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to read it again, Sister Mary?
It's Philippians. Yeah, it was in Philippians.
Oh. Okay, I'll read it. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with us all. Philippians 4:23. It's homework time. You know that time y'all love? Homework time. Homework time. All righty. Homework time. Now, some people are not on today. So any volunteers want to? Sister Mary, I know you are out. So I'm going to assign a homework assignment to you. And you can give it to us in a little while if you don't mind. Genesis 39:1-4. Genesis 39:1-4. And what we're doing is we're giving like a little 1 minute, you know, summary on Genesis 39:1-4. And Talana's not here. Anybody want to take? I'll take hers because everybody else have one. Glory Dean, you have Genesis 39:9-12. And someone else, they're not on here yet. They have 39. Let's see, Rhonda. You have Genesis. Oh, I got that back. That background noise. All right, hold on 1 second. That echo. Hold on. Okay, I took that echo off. And I unmuted you, but I'll unmute you back in a minute. Rhonda 39, Genesis 39:17-20. Sister Laney. Genesis 39:21-23. So there are a couple of people on here who are not here. So I'll do their part. All right. I'm going to start with, I'll start. Sister Miriam, are you reading those scriptures I gave to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, we'll come back to you momentarily. Right now, I'm going to read Genesis 39:5-8. And it says, hold on 1 second. All righty, let's see. Maybe somebody else came on who was supposed to do the homework. I don't see him. I'm looking for people on here who's supposed to be doing the homework. I don't see them yet, but
Do you want me to read mine 1 through 4?
Are you ready to give a summary of it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You could go ahead.
And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, brought him of the hand of Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house, and all that he had he put into his hand. In this scripture, it was telling us that Joseph was brought down from Israel, and that he was an officer brought down to Israel, Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guards, and Egyptians, brought him in the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down hither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of the master of the Egyptians. And his master saw that he was with the Lord. The Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house and all that he had put into his hand. That was 1 through 4.
Okay. So that's basically talking about Joseph as overseer over Potiphar's house. Potiphar was the officer, and Pharaoh was the captain. All right. I'm sorry. Potiphar was the king. Pharaoh was the king, and Potiphar. But God gave Joseph favor during that time. All right. Thank you, Sister Marin. We have Sister Talana on with us. She has Genesis 39:5-8. Good afternoon, Sister Talana. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you all?
I'm doing great. Thank you. All right, you ready to give your 1 minute summary? You don't have to read it. You guys don't have to read it. We're supposed to read it every day this week. All I need you to do is just give a little summary over it.
Okay. Well, 5-8 was just talking about how Joseph was, first of all, he was handsome, and he was overseer over the whole house that Potiphar had. Potiphar made him overseer over quite a few things. It talked about how because he was the overseer of the house and how he had favor with Potiphar, that everything that he did prospered. Wherever he went in Egypt, it prospered. The land prospered. In the house it prospered, the field prospered, everything just because of his presence, just because Joseph was there, everything that was in Egypt where Joseph went prospered. And it talked about how Potiphar made Joseph overseer over everything except for his wife. He left everything in his hand. He just put in charge of everything.
You covered it. That's it. You covered it. Thank God. Amen. You did a great job. All right. Hold on 1 second. We're going to be doing, Minister Flory Dean is going to be doing Genesis 39:9-12. All right. Minister, you don't have to read them, you guys. Just give a little summary about what those scriptures are talking about.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sister Glardine.
Okay. The apostle's wife wanted to yet lie with him. But Joseph and his master's wife. I cannot lay with you, your husband, because your husband put me in charge of everything, but not his wife. And he told her that it was a great wickedness sin against God. But every day she worried Joseph to lay with her, but he told her, no, it's a wicked thing against God. So one day, Joseph went to the house alone, and no men were there in the house at all. and he was there alone. And his wife came, the wife came in. When she came in, she tried, she wanted to labor them, but he wouldn't do it. She came in and caught Joseph by his garment, and Joseph got away. But by him getting away from the wife, he left his garment in her hand, and he fled. Praise God.
Amen. Excellent job. Okay. You guys got it now. I love that song. Go ahead. You guys are doing good. All right, Rhonda, you have Genesis 39:17-20.
Yes, I did. Hopefully, I'm getting ready to pull over so you won't hear all this psych noise. But
okay.
In 39:17-20, we're talking about Potiphar's wife. And what she did, she held on to his garment until the master came home. Once the master came home, she began to tell him, look, this Hebrew man that you brought into my house, you know, he tried to lay with me. And this is what has taken place. And the Potiphar was angry with Anne. At times I wonder, was he angry because he knew she was lying? Or was it really because he really felt that Joseph had done something? But in the process, he took him on, he confronted him, took him to prison, and that's where the story ends for me.
Okay. Thank you so much. Excellent job. You guys are doing great. All right. Minister Laney, you have 39:21-23.
Yes, ma'am. The Lord was continually faithful to Joseph to show him mercy and to give him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Keeper of the prison honored Joseph and gave him the responsibility of doing everything that had to be done in the prison, including managing the prisoners. And there was nothing that the keeper had to do because he left it all in Joseph's hands. And because the Lord was with Joseph, everybody prospered. The Lord made it to prosper. The work was prospered. The people were prospering because God had favor on Joseph.
Amen. You guys did a great job. Anybody want to add anything briefly before we move on from the homework?
This is Rhonda.
I found
joy in this story because no matter what Joseph went through, from being in the pit with his brothers to being sold into the Egyptians to being in Potiphar's house, going to the jail, the favor of the Lord was still upon him. And regardless of the situation, his captain found favor within him. And they put him over everything. They charged him over everything in their possession, even the jail keeper. He had to give all his stuff up because he knew Joseph was a good man and God had favor on him. Favor is not fair, and I thank God for it.
Amen. Yep. Thank God for favor. Yeah, thank God for each of you. Thank you so much, Rhonda, for making that, speaking about that favor, that we all have favor from God in different areas of our lives. He loads us up every day with benefits. That's a favor. I thank God for life itself. So I want to tell you all something. Somebody on the line turned 85 last week. It's Minister Glory Jean Charlot. Let's sing happy birthday. Happy birthday to
happy
you.
Birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. He turned 85, and, I was thinking about she was born on June the 9th, and you know what year she was born in, it don't really matter, but that she was born, 85 years ago, June the 9th, I looked up the number 9. The number 9 in the Bible symbolizes divine completeness. And Galatians 5:22-23 says, there are 9 fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Gloria Jean, you know, she has experienced these fruit of the Spirit throughout her life, and she possessed them. So God has given her an abundance of the fruit of the Spirit. Psalms 85, let me get rid of this static again, I mean this echo again. 85, Psalms 85:12-13, this is to Gloria Jean. Yea, the Lord shall give you that which is good, and you shall yield increase in righteousness, and you shall yield increase in every area of your life. Righteousness shall go before you, Gloria Jean, and you shall set your steps in the path of God, your Creator. And we say, happy birthday to you. We love you. We love you. Love you.
Thank you. Thank you. I love Psalm 85.
Yes, ma'am. Psalm 85:12-13.
Oh, 12 through 13.
Well, you know what? We're celebrating today on here. We have somebody else who celebrated 48 years of marriage. 48 years. Woo! 48 years of marriage, y'all. That's Mary Nichols from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We say, let's say congratulations.
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 Congratulations. We want to say, you know, she didn't come on last week. So I looked up the 48. The number 4 is creation. Hold on. Let me get rid of that again. That echo. Okay. All right. It's gone. The number 4 is creation. On the 4th day of creation, God completed the universe. And then 8 is for new beginnings. So we decree and declare Mary Nichols and her husband is complete in God, and that their marriage has a new beginning. And to speak, we speak into their lives of their of. We thank God that they'll speak into the lives of married couples, great things that will give them new beginnings and move them forward in God. So we thank God for Mary Nichols. Happy anniversary, Mary Nichols. Mary, she's on here. I don't know what happened. Mary, we can't hear you. Mary, hang up and call back again because something got disconnected with your phone. I see your number on here. Mary, hang up and call back in. All right, she'll call back in a minute. Okay. She's there. I hear her trying to speak, but it's not coming through. So, Mary, hang up and call back in. All right, we're getting ready to move on to the next phase of our radio broadcast, Wednesday midweek Bible study. Thank God for June the 16th. Woo! Hallelujah. So, I'm going to pray a prayer for each of us, a prayer to break prayerlessness and spiritual slackness. You know, sometimes we say, oh, my God, it's 10 o'clock at night and I didn't even pray all day. Or you know, it's past my prayer time. We need a prayer time. So I'm going to pray for each of us a prayer to break prayerlessness and spiritual slackness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we shut every demonic door that has been opened to hinder our prayer lives. We bind the cares of the world and the pride of life. Leviathan is bound from our neck, and Behemoth has no place in our loins. Pride and deception are our enemies and not our friends. We break every dark covenant that has been set against the call of God on our lives. We are liberated from every unholy thing that would creep into the quarters of our spiritual life. We renounce all soul ties that would distract our mind from our prayer assignment. We bind all financial, emotional, physical, associational, and professional distractions against our private time with God and our prayer assignment on the wall. We renounce any witchcraft or forms of manipulation that would infiltrate our spiritual life. The spirit of infirmity is bound. The spirit of slumber is bound. The spirit of soulfulness is bound. The spirit of hopelessness is bound. And greed and selfishness are bound forever off of us. We are quickened by the Spirit of the Most High God to fast, watch, pray, worship, study the Word, and do warfare in the name of Jesus. The spiritual discipline of the Lord is our portion. The lines of the Spirit fall upon us to stand in the gap. We get in our place and position ourselves on the wall. We accuse the spirits of Sanballat and Tobiah. I'm sorry, we curse the spirit of Sanballat and Tobiah. We say we will not come down off the wall. We are doing a great work for the Lord. Lord, show us any people, places, or things that have been strategically put in our path to blind our eyes, close our ears, and shut our mouth in the spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus over our ears, over our eyes, and our mouths. They will be used by God in this hour. We renounce outright the subliminal idolatry that might be affecting us. We are not our own, and we cannot lean to our own understanding. Our spirit life is prosperous, and no good thing will be held back from us. We cast spirit. Uh-oh, somebody went to sleep on. Hello? Hello? Minister Lanny, are you there?
Here. I'm here.
Okay. All right. We cast the spirit that comes against our prayer life out of our house. All heaviness and depression go from us and our family. We put on the whole armor of God, and every fiery dart of the enemy is broken off our mind and cast out of our hearts. Our loins are girded about with truth, and every lie against our intercession, our relationship with God, is defeated. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We carry the anointing of intercession in our belly. In one hand, we have the sword of the Spirit. In the other hand, the shield of faith. The word of God is nigh to us. And we will decree and declare the oracles of God before men and behind closed doors. The word of God will go from the Logos to the Rhema as we speak forth the word of God in prayer. The things that we speak in prayer will take feet and do what the Lord has commanded through our mouths. Lord, we thank you for helping us to pray prayers that bring results and much avail. All of creation is waiting for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of God. We will not keep creation on hold. We were created to have a personal relationship with God, to stand in the gap, to be on the wall, and to make up the hedge. We realize that our prayers can change our family, our city, and our nation. We realize that our souls may be lost if we are not obedient in prayer. We will not miss the call of God on our lives, and we repent for yielding to our flesh to be lazy in prayer. From this moment forward, we yield and submit our prayer life to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for each of you. I love each of you. The title of our message today is Trustworthy Without Being Watched. Trustworthy Without Being Watched. I'm going to put everybody on mute right now, and then when we get through, we can respond to the message if you like. I'm putting everybody on mute because I got like a little background stuff going on here. But I thank God for each of you today. All right. The title of our message is Trustworthy Without Being Watched. And it's taken from Genesis 37. Can God trust you to fulfill the purpose he put on the inside of you? I'm going to ask that question again. Can God trust you to fulfill the purpose he put on the inside of you? Are you waiting on God to fulfill his plan in you? Or is God waiting on you to move forward in the plan he put in you? Psalms 139. I'm going to read it in the Message Bible. Psalms 139. It says, God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand. I am an open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything that I say before I even start the first sentence. You know how I think. And Philippians 4:8 says, this is how I should think. Finally, my brothers, my sisters, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are right, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are admirable, if there be any excellence or praiseworthy, think on these things. When I leave and when I get back, you know about it. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me, and you are there. And then I look ahead of me, and you are there too. Oh, yes, you shaped me first inside and out, then outside. Then you formed me in my mother's womb. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. The days of my life all prepared before I even lived one day. Investigate my life, O God. Find out everything about me. Cross-examine and test me. Get a clear picture of what I'm about, whether I've done anything wrong. Then guide me on the road to eternal life. We are children of a phenomenal God, the Most High God, a God of the impossibility. Nothing is impossible to him. Genesis 37 tells us about a child who was given a gift, the gift of dreams, and he developed how to interpret dreams for others. God gave him that gift. It was inside of him. You know him, Joseph. We've been studying about him. We studied about him in Genesis 37, and now in Genesis 39. We'll continue next week, Genesis 40. But he had to go through trials after trial after trial. I mean, he went through some tremendous trials. But the Word of God says that trials come to make us stronger. The title is Trustworthy Without Being Watched. Now, nobody had to watch over Joseph. He was trustworthy. He did nothing wrong. Even when his brothers came against him, he didn't do anything wrong. So, you know, there's a song that says, just a closer walk with thee. And we sing it sometimes. Just a closer walk with thee, granted Jesus is my plea. So if you knew the secret to having a closer walk with Jesus would do it for you, would you be willing to follow the plan if Jesus said, this is what I require of you. This is what I require of you. One, to die to yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. you might be asking yourself, Lord, how do I die to myself? Why do I have to die to myself? Do I have to fast? Do I have to pray? Do I have to spend time in a secret place? Lord, what do I have to do? Micah 6:8 says, he told you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you? One, to do justice. Two, to love kindness and to walk humbly with God. You might say, Lord, I do those things. I have done them all my Christian life. What else is there for me to do? Did you pick up your cross yet and follow Jesus? What does it look like to pick up a cross and follow Jesus? The song says there's a cross for you, there's a cross for me, and there's a cross for everyone. Joseph, in Genesis 39, his cross carried him to prison as an innocent man. He didn't do nothing. Trust me, many people in prison today are innocent. They didn't do anything, but they're in prison. Lord, what do I have to do to get closer to you? Do you have faith in God that he will be with you through every trial? God was with Joseph, and God gave him favor. Joseph was hated by his brothers. One, he was chosen by God and gifted with dreams and developed the gift of interpretation of dreams. He had to go to the pit as a part of God's plan for his life. Do you know what God's plan is for your life? Have you had to go through some things already as a part of God's plan? If you knew you had to go to a pit, would you still want a closer walk with God? If your closer walk with God was for you and your family, that your family would be saved, you know, maybe they would be saved, and for your family members that are on drugs and alcohol and prison sentences to be set free, maybe that's your purpose. Maybe that's what God put on the inside of you. What if you are carrying your cross had nothing to do with you but for someone else, for your neighbor that doesn't even speak to you, and for the nasty attitude you or your coworker that lied on you, or for the church member that flirts with your husband or your family member who talks mean and cusses you out? Joseph had to go through more tough times, not for himself, but for his family. His brothers wanted to kill him. Jesus had to go on a cross, not for himself, but so you and me could be saved and could have relationship with God that requires us to die to what we want. What we want. It might require us to give up TV programs, to pray for an hour. It might require us to read or study God's word all day, to love truly, to be, you know, to truly love the unlovable. What is God requiring of you? It might require you to stay in a secret place for 4 or 5 hours instead of going to the mall or shopping online. What if you found out life is not about you, but about the greater purpose that God put inside you, like he did Martin Luther King, Mother Teresa, John F. Kennedy, Rosa Parks, you name them. God put a purpose on the inside of you that's bigger than you can grasp. You can't understand it. Joseph may not have understood what God was doing because God didn't reveal it to him. Remember Job? Job had to go through, my God, he had to go through so much. God didn't tell him ahead of time, but God trusted in Job. God trusted in Joseph. What is it that Jesus did for you? What is it that you did or will do for unborn babies, homeless people, unsaved loved ones, drug dealers, murderers, prisoners, juvenile delinquents, rebellious grandchildren, rebellious children. Why did God put Joseph in Psalms 37 and Psalms 39 into this world? Why did Jesus come? Why did you come? Have you started your purpose yet? Have you started on your purpose yet? Jesus asked his mother when she was looking for him, "Didn't you know," Jesus said, "I had to go about my father's business?" Now, Joseph was Jesus' earthly father. I'm talking about Mary's husband, Joseph. But God is his heavenly father. Your daddy did not birth you into this world. I'm talking about the daddy. You know, you call him daddy, the one you call daddy. He had nothing to do with your mission here on earth. But I want to ask you a question. Are you going about doing your father's business yet? When you lie, when someone lie on you, do you defend yourself? Joseph didn't defend himself when Potiphar's wife lied on him. He went to prison for the crime he did not commit. Jesus died for crimes he did not commit. Joseph was promoted after he went through many trials. Trials make us stronger. James 1 and 2 says, count it all joy. I'm like, Lord, you want me to count it all joy? Yeah, he said, count it all joy. When you meet trials of various, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. You know, the trials you're going through are much more precious than gold. Gold will perish, though it may be, you know, like fire. Some of the trials you're going through may feel like fire. You might be like, whoa, Jesus, what is this I'm going through? You're going through much. It might be found unto you. You know, you got to honor God, even in the midst of trial. 1 Peter 1:7 says, Joseph, not having understood why he had to go through all these trials, but trusted God, and God had a higher plan for Joseph, has a higher plan for you as well. Trials come to make us stronger. God's thoughts and plans are higher than our plans. Put your seatbelts on. The ride gets bumpy. It gets difficult. It gets extremely hard at times. But God has a plan. Wait on God. Wait on God. Amen. Amen. So I'm gonna unmute the phone. So I want to ask, does someone have something they want to, you know, add to the message, take away from the message? I'm unmuting lines now as I speak to you. All right. Anybody? Somebody?
This is Sister Marion. I just want to say from the topic, trustworthy without being watched. A lot of people go to church and they be so faithful in church and you think they're so upstanding. And then you see them somewhere else out and you say to yourself, why are they portraying this in church and then doing something out otherwise? Don't they know that God is dependent on them to be truthful to him? And God sits high and looks low. He sees everything that we do, everything that we say. And he takes note of everything that's not of him. So I just wanted to let us live, let us be the life that we live, let it be of God. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Anybody else?
This is Rhonda. The more I go on this journey
as a believer, I'm learning more and more of the things that I used to do as a child. Once you become a grown man or woman, you put away childish things. So with that being said, I am grateful for the change that is taking place within the earth today, because Christians are going to wake up and they're going to see the glory of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my cousin Rhonda. All right. Anybody else?
This is Talana. We hear a lot of we've heard this language before, from prison to palace, concerning Joseph. And it's just, I can relate to the fact of him going from his own people. And when I say relate, either I may have experienced it, or I may have known someone that went through it, but his own family did not care for him. They actually sold him because of jealousy, and this was his blood. And then he went from that to being a prisoner, into slavery, and then from that being accused of something. You know, it was just one thing after another, after another, after another. And then to listen and say, you know, Jacob serves God. Jacob, my father, talks about this God, but yet I'm going from this to this to this. To finally, he got to the place where he was the second in command, you know, right up under the highest hierarchy, right up under the highest person, and was over everything. But yet in the process, what I wanted to say, he remained humble. He remained faithful to the Lord, and the Lord saw him through. Even though he didn't understand a lot of things that was going on, he had that heart. He had that heart where he forgave. He had that heart where he was faithful. And that was one thing that blessed me, because he went from prison to palace, but his heart stayed pure before the Lord, in a sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Anybody else? We're going to continue. Next we have, for our homework, we have Genesis chapter 40. Genesis chapter 40. So I want to ask you all a question. Do you want to continue on where I assign the scriptures to you, or you want to go back to the homework like you used to do the five questions? Tell me your thoughts.
Well, this is Gloria Dean, but I want to say this before you start with that. This morning, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
We hear you. Yeah, there's some static in the line, but I think we can hear you.
Okay. This morning, I was with the ministry with Pastor Reba Paul and Pastor Hilda Miller Jones. Well, they just started this ministry, so I was in the ministry this morning. Well, God has been ministering to me, and I've been feeling it. To get out of the ministry, I need to get out. I forget sometimes. I want to move out of the ministry and go, so I have more time to seek the Lord. But I gave it. I was going to give this, just tell it to Pastor Reba Paul, but when I began to speak this morning, God allowed me to give it then, to let everybody know that I was moving out of the ministry, and they call it sabbatical leave, some of them. And that's what I want to do. I'm going to move out of the ministries and seek the Lord more. And but this ministry here, for teaching, I want to stay in this ministry here, you know. But I'm really in me to move all ministries, you know, just go before God. But this ministry, I said, I would always have. So because it's a teaching, and moving into the Bible teaching. So that's what I want to say to you all today.
Amen. Well, we thank God for you, Minister Gloria Dean. Thank you for sharing that for us. We appreciate you.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you.
Before we move into homework, anybody else want to say anything about the lesson?
I happen to like the way we did it today. It was different.
Okay. This is the homework or the lesson. Now, are you talking about the homework or?
The homework.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right, good.
And
thank you. Anybody else? Okay.
I think you could combine
the two.
Okay,
well, I will. Say that again?
I said I was thinking about you could combine the two, divide so many verses by everybody, if possible, and then we'll still do the questions as well. That would be a double review when we see how accurate we are, you know, and to let it be, it's like two things in one.
Okay. All righty. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Well, I thank God for you. I will send you what the homework assignment is. I'll text it to you like I did this time. See how the Lord leads us. Sister Mary Nichols, are you still there? Okay. She may be on another line, but her phone number is still on here. All righty. Well, we're going to move on. It's time, prayer time. We're going to pray for our babies, of course. I'm going to ask Sister Talana, would you pray for the babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Kaiser, baby Revere, and all babies that need a healing?
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, concerning our babies, Daddy. Actually just thanking you, Lord God, for what you're doing in their lives. You've heard our request, Lord God, concerning Kaiser, Chloe and Zoe, and even, Lord God, the other young children whose names we may not have called out verbally, but, Lord, they're in our hearts, and those parents or those sisters or brothers or nieces or spiritual parents who have the children in their hearts, Lord God, their names are called out audibly. And so, God, we're just thanking you for their healing. We're thanking you, Lord God, for connecting them with the physicians, the ones that are in the hospital, connecting them with the physicians and all medical staff, Lord God, that will care for them appropriately in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father, in advance because of what you did on Calvary. Lord God, even changing our mindsets to realize, Lord God, that you say children are a blessing to us, Lord God. So, Father, those children that are in the hospital, Lord God, let them not be considered a burden or anything because of the bills or because of the things that's going on. But, Lord God, let them be considered a blessing as you open up the windows of heaven for them, as you open up the doorways, Lord God, for the right people to connect with them and care for them, Lord God. We're thanking you in advance for what you did on Calvary, Lord God, and saying that by your stripes we are healed. So we claim our healing. God, we claim the manifestation of Chloe, Zoe, and Kaiser's healing in the name of Jesus, God. We choose to believe, Lord God, that they will get up from their bed of affliction, and, Lord God, they will walk. We choose to believe, Lord God, that they are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus because of what you did on Calvary. And I seal this prayer, Lord God, and the request of their parents by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Rhonda, are you available to pray?
Yes, ma'am. You don't hear my background,
It's okay. Sister Annette, who was on with us most of the time, she couldn't come on today, but she called me. She was very concerned. She said that our youth are attending a festival at the Jacksonville Beach this weekend, and they said that they stated, I don't know if she saw it on the news or whatever, but they were saying that they have a lot of, they're going to be put in jail, put a lot of the kids in jail. Now, they're prophesying this ahead of time. So we're going to say a special prayer to come against that, that the young people, you know, they won't be drunk and you know, disobeying the law this weekend at the festival, but that they will be orderly and there will be no prisons, children taken to jail. You know, we're praying for their protection. You understand what I'm saying, Rhonda?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. We pray for their safety, that no harm or danger come to them. God, I thank you, Lord. God,
and no prison. They won't be going to jail.
Thank you. Thank you, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you at this moment, oh God, to give you thanks and praise for all the great things that you're doing upon this earth. Lord God, we come to you in behalf of our children today, oh God. God, you know each and every one, oh God, that are going off on vacation for whatever reason, for convention, for fun, whatever the reason is, God, you know them. And God, you see them as they travel and go about this earth, oh God. Lord God, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus that you do not allow any harm or danger to come to them, oh God. God, if they need a shaking, oh God, whatever that shaking is, oh God, let it be, God, to where the family can endure whatever that shaking is. But God, I ask you to keep them covered, keep them safe from all harm and danger, and God, let no evil have dominion over them, but God, give them power over the enemy, that they may stand strong against the wiles of the devil. God, let them flee from all youthful lust in the name of Jesus. God, let them flee. Let God, let them gain consciousness and have a mind to do what is right in your eyes. In your name, I pray this day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All righty. Well, Sister Lainey, can you pray for Roosevelt? And Roosevelt is in jail. He's been in there a while. And, you know, his mother says sometimes he get, you know, kind of down. He did something, but, you know, to go to jail. But anyway, pray for our young people that, you know, are in jail or in prison. You know, they have, you know, times they feel down, even though they may have done something wrong. But pray for them. And then I'm going to take prayer requests next.
Yes, ma'am. Father, in the name of Jesus, so glad that we have refuge in you. You said that you are our refuge and you're our keeper and you're a God who knows how to hold us in your arms when we need to be comforted. And God, we thank you that you have this kind of love for us, God, that El Shaddai, breasty one, that you're the one source, God, all things come through and by you. Hallelujah. So we thank you, God, that you're so able. We thank you, Lord, for your strong arms. The songwriters say, I'm leaning on the everlasting arms. And we lean because there are times when we feel weak. Now, God, we come in behalf of those who are Roosevelt and others, my cousin Arthur, who is in prison also. We know that they get weary. We know that they don't have all the resources and opportunities that we have outside of the prison to begin to feed our spirit with other things we see, to touch people, to be encouraged by them. But the contact they have is limited. So, God, we know that nothing can contain Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Spirit can reach beyond prison walls. Hallelujah. So, God, we pray for the visitation of the Holy Spirit. First of all, if they are not saved, to desire it. I know there are prison ministers there that's been teaching, and I know that sometimes they can choose to go or not go. even if they don't go, somebody that did go, give them wisdom to know how to share and be a witness and be a testimony, have a testimony of how you help them that will help others. God, we pray that they will be encouraged. And the only way to be truly encouraged is to have a revelation that you are God, have a revelation that that they are not alone and that there is always hope whenever there's light. Thank you, God, for their lives. And we pray, God, for their hope, hope that maketh not ashamed, not hope like the world, which is a wish list, but hope that maketh not ashamed, God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for their comfort. We pray for their strength. We pray that there is ministry that is effective. We pray for their hearts and their minds to be open to hear what the man or woman of God is speaking to them and that they are ready to say, I surrender all. Hallelujah. And I know, God, a surrender requires submission. A surrender requires sacrifice. Of saying, God, I give you this area that I can't control. So, God, we thank you for salvation. We thank you for the surrender, and we thank you for submission that they can embrace you and go through the process of sanctification where you can even keep it in jail. You can teach them how to honor you, teach them about you with the life where they are. And, God, we pray for hope. Oh, God, we're praying for hope right now in Jesus' name, that they'll be reminded again how much you love them. Hallelujah. How you did purpose them and you have a plan for them. And just as Joseph went through what he went through, that the prison would just be a stop on the way to where you're taking them to higher heights than you. I pray, God, that they will be encouraged. They will be strengthened. And we know it can only happen if the truth shows up, because your words say it is truth that will make men free. Hallelujah. Give them a desire and a heart to hear and then to obey with expectation. Hallelujah, God. We love you and we thank you that you hear and answer our prayer and that you season their environment with grace, season with mercy, but most of all, your presence, God. Let them know that there is hope in Christ Jesus. It's in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, all the things that may have been said or done to allow them to get where they are, we know, God, a lot of times, as Sister G said earlier, people in prison sometimes in jail, they're not all guilty. Some of them are there falsely. And just that alone can be discouraging. But, God, I pray that their hearts will be able to reach beyond the break and connect to a loving Father, you who can make all things possible. Make all grace abound. It is in the name of Jesus we pray, God, that hope stays alive and that faith will do its perfect work. Thank you for the grace already that's upon them and the mercy. And just as you did with Joseph, give them favor so that the opportunity they need to stretch out in faith will be provided for them. We pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to ask hold on, one person, if you will volunteer. I'm going to ask Sister Gloria Dean if she would pray for all of our family, our church family, pray salvation to some of our family members are not saved, and a closer walk with God.
Praise God. Thank you, Father.
You heard me, Sister Gloria?
Yeah, I heard. Thank you, Father.
Okay.
Lord, we thank you today. Father, we thank you because you're such a loving God. You're teaching us. You're helping us, God. The things we never knew, you're teaching it to us, God. Things we've forgotten, you're bringing it back to us, God. We thank you, Lord, for this class, God. We thank you, Lord, for this Bible study. We thank you, Father God. And today, right now, God, we thank you for all families right now. All families, Father God, that they're coming to a closer walk with you. God, we pray for our families. We pray for families all over the world today, God, because you created all families.
We pray for every family, God, that's in this universe, God, that to reach down in these families, God, and touch to bring salvation, God, bring salvation into these families, God, and any of the family members, God, that's out of line, Father God, we pray, God, that you bring them in line. As they're out of line, they're going to begin to hear the word of God from somebody out there talking about the Lord, and this will help bring them back in. Because, God, your word is going to go forth. It's going to go everywhere, God, and it's going to be taken. It's going to be accepted, God. It's going to be heard, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for all the family members, God. We thank the ones that's in jail, God, like our sister prayed already, God, that they're in the ark of safety, God. The ones that our families that's in the ark of safety, God, the jailhouse, God, you have ministers in the jailhouse now. And, God, we put the blood of Jesus on every minister in the jailhouses today to get to your people, get to our family members, God, to get all of them, God, and begin to give that word of God. And we know, God, they're going to receive it, God, because they're not in there for nothing. They're going to receive it because there's so many people that have come out of jail preaching the gospel in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just love you and thank you, God, because I had a son to go in for 5 years. Came out right now. He's a minister of the gospel. Praise God. And we believe, God, that the others will go in there. We touch the mind because a lot of times the mind of the ones that's in there, they need healing in the mind. We speak healing in the minds, God, of the ones that's in jail. That they can receive, your word, God. We put the blood of Jesus upon every mind, God, that's in the jailhouses today, God. Our family members and all members, God. Everybody, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that they should, as we too, shall all have a closer walk with you, God. A closer walk with you, God. And we thank you, Lord, for all families. We speak salvation. Salvation in the homes, God. Salvation. And, God, we thank you for the ones that's going out there, a lot of killings, God, and all was going on today, God. We pray now, God, that we begin to put it out that every member of all families, please bring in the Ten Commandments. Bring in the Ten Commandments while they're young. And, Father, God, that will be helpful to them, Father, and they'll be reminded the word to come back to them, Father, as the Ten Commandments, God, are being taught in the homes today, God. We thank you, Lord, every family member. I'm telling my children, I'm not mine to get your children lined up. They're learning scriptures in the Bible, but look, let them understand what the scriptures are about. Don't let them just learn the scripture. Let them learn what the scripture is saying so they won't forget what the scripture is all about. So we thank God today for blessing all families today, and we thank the Lord for salvation in our families. We pray, God, that they be preserved from all evil. Preserve them from all evil. Preserve their souls, God. Preserve their going out and their coming in. From this time forth and even forevermore, in Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Praise you, the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank God for the prayers. Thank God for each of you all. I love you. You already know God loves you so much. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Don't forget to praise the Lord. Love y'all. Have a great day. Bye.
Love you.
Amen.
Amen.